Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark. Today is, wow, check this out, Friday the 13th. I wasn't even aware that that was about to happen, but that's what they say it is. Maybe it's our good luck day. Today is Call-In Friday, and we've had a very long last few weeks since I talked to you last. We replayed the week before's show. It was super awesome, and this is why it's valuable for our listeners to call in, because your voice does matter. And I wanted to thank everybody involved in covering my ass last Friday and playing that really great show again. But let me give you the number today. It's 802, and I'm going to give you the number at 718-717-8296. I do have a lot on my mind. I am flabbergasted at the whitewashing of the St. Louis catastrophe, the way the voices are being summarily ignored. I don't know about you, but you know, the Facebook page from, the Westlake landfill, the Facebook page has exponentially grown. Has anybody, it's 18,551 members. Now we have almost 20,000 people in St. Louis or on Facebook paying attention to that, and we're not even hearing a blip about it. It's the whitewashing. What if you check out the news right now, what they're saying, the tone of the idea of the St. Louis landfill is, yeah, don't worry, the EPA's on it, we're watching it. They're not watching it because they're not evacuating families, folks. Let's be super clear. People in that neighborhood are sick. They're living next to a nuclear dump site. For real. That's on fire. That's right next to it. I mean, it's a toxic slew over there, and the EPA or whoever is responsible needs to move those people out. There's a one-mile evacuation zone. So I am going to give you the number to, again, I'm going to give you the number again to the Congress so that you can call Claire McCaskill, Roy Blunt. They are the senators from Missouri. Find out who your senators are. Call them and say, hey, we have got to stop this. This has got to end. And we have to help these people move out. We have to help them move out now, not yesterday, not in 2 months when we look everything up and make sure it's all correct. And when the EPA tells us it's completely screwed, which we know it is. It's a completely screwed dump site. They can't even move anything, I think. So I'm going to give you Claire McCaskill's phone number. Her phone number is, I guess this is giving out the phone number day, folks. So the phone number is 202-224-6154. So, and just keep calling them and telling them, you know, until they start getting it fixed. The EPA, the Senate and the Congress oversee the EPA. They can tell them, go out there. We want you to send a few people to go and take a look. And they have people there. So why they are not evacuating is beyond my comprehension. Okay, the phone number is 202-224-5721. That's to Senator Roy Blunt, B-L-U-N-T. And then McCaskill is spelled M-C-C-A-S-K-I-L-L, McCaskill. Because I believe it is the EPA that is overseeing this now. They have accepted that responsibility. And it's super important. I mean, I believe that as Americans, if our government is not going to respond to these people, it's our duty to inundate their senators and their elected officials and make their fucking lives miserable so that they take action. I mean, it's outrageous what they do to people in our country, the elected officials, for their so-called friends because of the government regulations, like just plain freaking humanity, like what they did to the people in Katrina. Let me tell you what, I have not healed from Katrina. They destroyed my family. My mother's last name was LeBlanc. Their whole family. I had almost 1,000 relatives in New Orleans. Outrageous, you guys. This is what I mean by social engineering. And then I talked about social engineering on Wednesday. I think it runs our lives. We have knowledge from Dr. John Goffman about what would happen. And we have just ignored it, summarily ignored it. We see it all happening. If people do not inundate the NRC with your phone calls, they're going to allow 100 millisieverts per hour. Do you know what that is? You start getting serious illness at about like 60. Like you die pretty quickly after 60, 70. So they're going to allow that. And honestly, that's what they're considering. Who are they? And they're not even looking at the science. So please, I still urge you to go to the NRC again. And I'll put the links down below, but make sure that you actually, I've given out the address many times. You can look it up, NRC comments and public comments, and it'll direct you right there. And I think it's 2015-0057. You have to have that on every single communication. But you can click on that link at the nrc.gov website, and you can read about what they plan on doing and why they plan on doing it. It's the fact that the NRC would even look at a document that talks about that, the nuclear radiation and pollution in a way like that, and consider it to be scientific evidence, is a fucking dog and pony show. Excuse my language, but that's outrageous. What we are doing on this planet for the sake of nuclear is just beyond comprehension. Like, really? We are really going to allow, we knew in 1970, this is a direct quote out of Poison Power. You know what I'll do, you guys, just to give you the scientific link. I'll make a comment on this show after this with the exact scientific reference to that, where he says that. There are many comments in that book that are, you know, from the medical doctors who studied the negative effects of radiation on the human body. Why do you think we don't test for it? I mean, they test for situations where they manipulate the facts. They don't, it's like the big pharma. It's not even a conspiracy, you guys. It's a medical fact. Our government colluded with these people to experiment on the population, all of us in many different areas. And you know what? We see St. Louis right now being exposed to the first nuclear dump waste site in the United States, St. Louis, Missouri. And, you know, it is just an outrage that it's beyond comprehension, that our government is actually willing to allow all these people to live there without doing anything, you know? Okay, so this is the last post. This is not the last post. 18 Minutes by Don Chapman. Here's the post. Here is the big EPA mistakes. Here is the one of the big EPA mistakes on the site. In the late 1990s, an outside company was hired to come in and grade an area off the western side of the landfill where radioactive waste had migrated off-site. That's nice, had migrated off-site. This area had known radioactive materials. That doesn't make sense. I guess you meant this. This area had known radioactive materials on it since the 1980s. EMSI actually asked for permission to clean up the waste, calling it a, quote, time-critical removal action, unquote, because of the potential for it to travel off-site. Permission to do this was never given by the EPA. This was never given. To this date, it still stands there. The reason that the EPA took so long that eventually grass started growing and they left that and they felt that was good enough. Well, grass is growing back. It's perfectly fine. Seriously. During this time period, exposure to radioactive particles stirred up from grading activities at the site would be have absolutely been possible for those living and working around the landfill. That is an outrage. Quote, based on the potential for wind and precipitation of runoff-induced erosion and transport of these soils, the respondents, through this work plan, are proposing to conduct, subject to EPA approval, a time-critical removal action to retrieve and relocate the soil piles to prevent potential off-site transport, unquote. And the EPA ignored it as if it was just a regular contaminant. And we're letting our government allow these people to live there. Dawn Chapman is a mom who lives in St. Louis. And I have not contacted her. I'm sure she's been bombarded with people calling her. Everybody wants to talk to her. And I thought I would, you know, let her hear me talk about her on my radio show. Let the action happen. I would rather her be effective and the EPA go in tomorrow. And, I mean, she's been working on this for weeks. Perhaps they're on the verge of, like, I don't know, some big important thing where we get the government to actually care about the people. I mean, check that one out. Wouldn't that be actually great? You know? I mean, we need to get Claire McCaskill. I've saw Claire McCaskill, the senator, talking to the students at the University of Missouri about them changing their dean. She was on television talking about how important it is. Have I seen her talking to Don Chapman and looking at the landfill herself on television, consoling this family, who all the families out there? You know what? I have not been out there, but I have been studying nuclear pollution. And I recommend this book if you guys can get it. It's called Population Control Through Nuclear Pollution, by Dr. Arthur Tamplin and Dr. John Goffman. It was kind of a forewarning, like that is what we're going to do if we ignore the science. Now, in the other book, Poison Power, it's a case against nuclear reactors. They wanted to stop the nuclear reactors from being built. I guess they lost that argument. And now we are about to lose St. Louis, and the people of St. Louis are suffering greatly. Like, seriously, this is an unknown secret that is like, boop, let's just move on. There's grass growing. It looks fine. Your kids are fine. We have the best medical care in the world. Don't worry. We'll help you. That's in my view, that's where the cussing starts on my end. I cannot abide it. So the phone number again, you guys, if you want to call in, is 718-717-8296. My name is Lonnie Clark, and you're listening to the Age of Vision radio show. I am on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to, I mean, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Let me give you a background on how I run the show because there's kind of a little format. On Monday, I read the nuclear alert straight off the NRC website. And it's interesting because this Monday there were less nuclear alerts. So, what they do is they repeat them. Like I used to read every single one, but what they're doing is they just repeat them and they don't, there's nothing new. They just keep putting them out. And it's an interesting thing to hear the things that they say on those nuclear alerts. I was dumbfounded when I first started reading them. I'm like, what? So that was a clear directive. We had to get that out on the air so people can hear it and decide that they're going to get involved and stop the EPA from killing us and the NRC. So, and then on Wednesdays, I interview activists or people of interest or, public figures. Like, I am delighted to tell you that yesterday I booked an interview with Brad Yates, who is an EFT teacher. And EFT is what I have talked with you about a little bit. And I believe, frankly, in my view, I think learning EFT is vital to surviving our time because we can't change what is going on. And it's really, it is devastating, And when you do EFT, the way that EFT works, it actually helps. It doesn't change anything in your life. Nothing in your life changes, but how you manage it, how you feel it about it, all of that changes. And you're able to cope and feel like there's hope and life again because I guarantee you this is very overwhelming. Facing the fact that we have been deeply, deeply betrayed. I mean, I believe in our, this is what I think is being unrecognized and why a lot of our youth just feel so isolated because they have grieved. They need to go through a period of grieving. It's a sadness when you, like me, this is frankly what I went through. Like, you realize, and I'm still in that shock. Like looking at how St. Louis right now is just being ignored. Like seriously, seriously ignored. It's such an outrage. I honestly don't know how people can live with themselves. I mean, we deserve better, folks. We deserve to be better people than this, just to sit around and say, yeah. That matters. No, every voice matters. Every person matters. Your actions, please refrain from stopping yourselves. Like, help yourselves, do whatever you have to do to take action because our planet is, as Helen Caldicott says, the patient is sick and, looks like they're failing. This is a serious thing. We don't have another planet we can go live on. And it is really, I mean, I can't tell you how dumbfounded I've been in this whole week thinking about the social programming, how completely effective it is. I mean, when you look at what you go to Facebook, now here's the Westlake Landfill, it's a public group. And this is where they post, I'm serious, like really great discussions. A lot of really good things happen on this page. People post things that you can find out a lot of things. And people share information that's kind of, it's related, but things that nobody can see, like the EPA. This is the gamma ray. Let me put on my glasses. Hang on. Okay, so here we go. November 6th. Counts per minute, the value 200 and looks like, I don't know, 27 or something. And today it is only at 150. So even by their own, like, new quote idea of hormesis, it's going to be good for you. The people in St. Louis are above the rate of 100. This is who are these people that allow this, that think that it's okay to freaking drag their heels? There are families and children in St. Louis that really need to be evacuated. So I'm going to give you Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt's phone number again because this is outrageous. Their phone number, Senator Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri, 202-224-5721. And Senator Claire McCaskill, she's a Democrat from Missouri. Oh, and so let me give you Roy Blunt's, I think his House district. I don't know. I wonder if it's 260. Oh, this is his suite number in D.C., SR-260, if you were to write him at the dirt, at the, I think he's at the 114 Congress list. There you go. Claire McCaskill, I diverse, you guys. I'm sorry, I'm getting diverted. Claire McCaskill, a Democrat of Missouri. Her phone number is 202-224-6154. 202-224-6154. So I would really encourage people to call Claire McCaskill, honestly, and call Senator Roy Blunt. Because we cannot just ignore these things. And I don't mean to drag on. If somebody wants to call in, let me give you the number. It is call-in Friday, so if you'd rather have a conversation with me than just listen to me blab on, I'm going to give you the phone number. 718-717-8296. As you can tell, I'm pretty opinionated, but I think it's important for us to be opinionated. I mean, we have got to turn our conscience on. We have got to act on our higher good. You know, my motto in life is do good, be good, right? That's the attitude that we all have to take. And for Claire McCaskill and Senator Roy Blunt to do good and be good, they must help the people who have been exposed to radiation in St. Louis immediately. This is a national catastrophe. There are people who've already been affected. People listening to this radio show, you know, have seen interviews, I'm sure. Hold on just one second. Oh, it's Vince. Hold on. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark, Age of Fission radio show.
Hi, Lonnie. This is Vince. How are you this morning?
Hey, Vince. I'm doing pretty good. What's on your mind?
I can't resist. Hey, light up them phone lines and smoke that blunt.
You can't resist.
I could not.
Okay. That's an opinion.
My post makes much more sense if you have smoked a blunt in that comment. So.
Okay. Well, I'm not offended. I do live in Oregon, so I understand it. It's okay. I'm sorry I sort of went off on a tangent, but honestly, I have been calling these people, and I'm really compelled. I was thinking about giving out their address, but we need to get out the exact address. I mean, I have to apologize on Fridays. I should come prepared with all these phone numbers and addresses, but I am really busy at work. So, on call-in Fridays, I really rely on people calling in so we can talk about what's on your mind. Otherwise, we just talk about what's on mine, and, you know. This is why, I mean, this was one thing I did want to talk about. You know, this on my YouTube channel, Nuts for Art, I will delete anybody who makes a negative comment about myself or anyone. And that includes, like, spelling corrections. Don't go on and be snarky on my YouTube channel. I'm just going to delete your comment. Because, honestly, I've had enough of that. I am done. I ignore the haters on the YouTube channel. You know, there's a lot of people that hate Kevin Blanch. Like, there's people that say shit about him, like, whatever. And I'm sick of having to defend that point of view. But if you come on, you can do whatever you want to do, to be honest. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of things that are out there in our culture. But I don't have to because I'm an American. That's what being an American's about. We don't have to agree with each other. We can find our own friends. We leave each other alone and live in peace. That's a my version of being an American, you know what I mean? And we expect our government to take, I don't know about you, Vince, but I am outraged about the St. Louis, the way it's being toned down, where even in the alternative media, people aren't really talking about it. You have to seek it out.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think we need to do all we can to reverse this engineering of our society that's being laid upon us. And I think that means especially being able to find a point where we have common ground. Now, yeah, I think it's hilarious. You say you're UCY.TV flaming liberal, and you know what? It's so good that we can have different points of view, different understandings. the comment was made earlier as I was broadcasting live this morning over at World Truth and Real Liberty Media.
Say that again. Where were you broadcasting live?
Oh, I'm sorry. At World Truth. I'm doing a show Friday mornings over there, 8 a.m. Central, at World Truth, broadcasting through Real Liberty Media. Same place Hal Anthony broadcasts from. He's live Sundays here at UCY.TV and lives up pretty close to your part of the world.
Sweet. Well, would you do me a favor, because I know that we're friends on Facebook, would you put a link on my Facebook page?
I sure will. I'll do that directly.
Yes, I actually appreciate your phone calls. I really appreciate getting to know you, Vince, because you come from a completely part of the world where I was like, I don't think I would even step east of the Mississippi, to be honest.
Well,
but you love
I'm on
it.
The, I'm on the west side of the Mississippi, so you might be safe.
I just might be. That's actually true that. Well, that's because I believe in the greater good of our humanity, but this is not good. This is really seriously gross negligence.
Lonnie, I'm coming to your part of the world here in about a month, around there in Eugene and Springfield, and I will be there for a little while. There is a lot of great folks involved in whatever title you'd like to place on this movement, but this coming awareness that we are more and more people are waking up to.
I'm calling it. I think we're the tsunami. I think that's what it is. We're like the, just like, I made this analogy, and I think it's a really good analogy. I was just talking about all this. I can feel it like we're a tsunami. Right now we're coming in, the tide's really low, but we're going in really deep. And it's something they can't stop because they have created this with the level of corruption and destruction and evil that they've done. And the system, it's going to come in like a tsunami, and the people are going to be prepared. We're not going to fall into panic.
And it gets exponential.
Yes.
Yeah, the tide's going to be washing soon. It's going to be a wave that washes over and over and over the world. And we have this chance right now, and I say this often, that we're able to communicate face-to-face in real time around the world. And I think more and more people are becoming aware of just how much alike we are. We have the same wants and desires.
Exactly.
And
we're just people. We're just creatures on the planet. There's really, this is the issue. There really is. It's all about the greed and the avarice. Like, we're the only creatures that kill each other to death. You know what I mean? Like, when we fight for territory, we just like, you know?
I mean, yeah, I'd rather just piss on a lamppost and be done with it.
Look, this brings up the other issue. The other day was Veterans Day. And this, you know, it's kind of ironic that we're sitting here talking about Veterans Day and we're so proud of the medical advances we've made for people. And yet at the same time, in the beginning, yes, we can manage it, but we are changing people's lives. For what reason? We're about to start sending people back to the Middle East, which I can tell you what, myself personally, I'm completely against. I have no problem saying that. I think, but then again, at the same time, I think we need to, like, really, Congress is being irresponsible, not cutting the heels of the CIA and the black money. That's my feeling.
Yeah, you know, after World War II, a lot of the people that had escaped the coming wave of communism from Russia, they were, by, you know, supposedly our allies and our own forces, they were rounded up and sent back over there to the other side of that Iron Curtain that was erected, because it's all a continuation of the propaganda that's provided for us and laid down and controlling our lives.
Well, it's the good stuff. I mean,
like
look,
I said, more and more people are becoming aware of how this war is used against us.
Look, the whole social engineering, the way they think they're manipulating us, like, seriously, the gig's up. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to see their manipulations. It's old. It's the same freaking playbook. You can see it coming, like the straw men now, like they're going after so-and-so. I mean, like, The whole war machine, but I actually think that we need to have tell our sons to be conscientious objectors, which is the conversation I had with Caleb. Remember when I first got on the air a few weeks ago? I mean, that was the first time I went. In my view, honestly, right now, I have nephews who have been in the service, and we have had this conversation, and they really believe that they have helped people. And you know what? I wasn't there, and I will give him this. I was not there. And in a way, my one nephew said this to me. We have a responsibility to them because we have, trashed their entire culture. Because of the weapons and the intervention, financial, economic, in every level of the culture, we interrupted what their gig was. And we have a responsibility to help them formulate a safe environment. And he really believes that he helped people. So for that, honestly, I understand that. I am not of that mind. This is what I mean, Vince. I am a flaming liberal. Do you get what I'm saying? I can actually understand that guy's someone's point of view where I completely don't agree with it.
Yeah, and I remember you talking about that, your nephew being part of, I guess it was building schools and stuff like that, and providing some social provisions towards the folks that are over there in that part of the world. They've been demonized, of course. You've got to have an enemy in order to have a war.
Exactly. That's exactly
and then part of the social engineering that they're using, they're bringing all the refugees. And then of course they will import terrorists, and so that therefore, the other side of the flaming liberal is to build a bigger fence and kick them out, and the isolation. And but the truth of the matter is, it's just like East LA, or South Central. You've got a situation that the way life works, that hard, cruel world. And that's all been, of course, socially engineered by, I got this from my boss back in the 90s out in Sacramento. Tim, shout out to him. I wonder where he is these days. But he called the black man a shackled runner. And I have to agree with that. The importation and the development of the drug culture, with crack cocaine and all that. Yeah, that's all a part of the shackling.
Can you hold on a
minute? The wars that go on in the barrios, in the hood.
Hey, Vince, don't hang up. This is Mimi Gurman. I want her to talk, and then I want to come back to you. So hold on, okay?
Okay.
Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. You're on with Vince Easley, and this is Lonnie Clark.
Hi, Lonnie. This is Mimi calling in.
Hi, Mimi. I added you to the call so that we could talk. Vince, this is Mimi Gurman. Vince is a host of several radio shows and I think a producer of UCY.TV, and he called in. We've been talking about some of the things, really about the social engineering, the programming. So what's on your mind, Mimi?
I was just calling in to say hello, to thank you for your program, to thank you for your unending education to the people about nuclear issues in general, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. Have you been listening this morning?
I've been taking care of my dog.
That's what I figured. I've been on a rant. That's what prompted Vince's phone call, because I've been on a tangent rant. It's call-in Friday, which means unless people call in, I sit there and rant about, I talk about what I want. I am dumbfounded at how the Westlake landfill, that whole story, the whole thing is just kind of, it's not even making the news. It's the first time I've seen it happen where we have this catastrophe that's a mega catastrophe. Those people should be evacuated within 1 mile of that place. That's what the people that live there want.
Well, the evacuation should be far, far broader than 1 mile, because the particles that get released just in general from wind and rain affect more than a 1 mile span. So if evacuation can happen, which should happen, and families get paid to move, which also should happen, they have all this money in the DOD that they use for war, give it back.
We were just talking about that, actually, weren't we?
Yeah.
So, Well, you know, I really think that I gave out Claire McCaskill. Now I gave out Claire McCaskill's phone number and Senator Roy Blunt's phone number. I think because I read the day or two ago that the EPA believes that it's probably their responsibility. This is what I read in an article that was very sort of, well, it probably is. They believe it is, probably is. But if they are, then these senators need to be demanding that these people get evacuated immediately.
The problem is that the senators get paid by the nuclear cartel. And so when they raise their voices, especially McCaskill, she's such a Republican, you know. I mean, like, everything about her is...
that's how she got elected. That's exactly.
Yeah. So it's very difficult for people. Well, it shouldn't be, but it's very difficult for people who are paid in their campaigns by the nukesters to, you know, stand up against a major nuclear faux pas. Or actually, it was an intentional dump. There's no faux pas about it. You know, this was intentional.
Did you see what she posted this morning? That they had requested to have it cleaned up. They said to the EPA that it was a, quote, time-critical removal action in the 1990s, and the EPA never approved it.
Oh, yes, I did see that Don posted that document. Yeah.
That's outrageous. Mm-hmm. That's what got me going. I was like, you know, like, this is out. Those people need to be moved right away.
Yeah, you know? They do, and they need to be paid to get new housing. And for the entire thing, I mean, these people need a lot of money to do this. And I know that our government has that money. We all know that government has money, you know, and they really do need to be paid to move. And it's not just Westlake. I mean, Westlake right now, because it is time sensitive due to the fire that is about to hit the nuclear portion
exactly.
of the dump, you know.
Vince, do you know about this? Pardon me, Vince.
Pardon?
Do you know about the Westlake landfill dump?
Yeah, up in St. Louis. It's been several years ago, but I lived up there by Lake St. Louis for a short spell. And,
wow.
I had no idea about it then, of course. Patrick goes by Earth Defense Force. He's a MIA right now. I had hoped to see him. He had a lot to say about it, and I was hoping from a report to you. From him, but
that'd be good because actually this is important for us to get information out. You know, Vince, don't you have a few radio shows or you're involved with other productions? Perhaps we could have Mimi be. I mean, as you can tell, Mimi's actually. This is why I wanted to kind of hook this up, and I'm not. I'm going to be shameless about this, doing it on the air. I hope you don't mind, Mimi. But I think this is really important for us to all share information and get. Mimi has been an activist, an anti-nuke activist for 20 years. And to be honest, you know what, Mimi? I have to say, I'm outraged that you've had to put your life into this to do something that our government should have been doing. Like, this is, and I know there's that saying that shoulds don't work, but really, it is almost treasonous. It is really gross negligence to the highest degree.
Well, what it is, Lonnie, is it's terrorism.
Oh, you're using the T word. You're going to get this phone call monitored, man.
Well, the fact is, it is terrorism, and it's terrorism that's been perpetuated by our government since the 30s. And then it just got perpetually worse and more egregious and more open. And then when they get called on about it to help, you know, save the remainder of the families that are affected, whether it's Hanford Downwinders or Westlake, you know, folks or anywhere, they pretend that nobody has responsibility or culpability. And this is domestic terrorism of the highest
right.
kind.
Yeah.
You know,
it is really, I mean, they are really seriously doing nothing to help the people of St. Louis right now. It is really,
well, Lonnie, the thing is that this is what they're using is materials from atomic weapons. If this isn't terrorism, I don't know what is. We're talking about yellow cake. We're talking about things that they created a false war over in Iraq, and you know, and yet it's happening here.
This stuff is real, and our government made this happen here. They are such terrorists. Go ahead. Sorry, Vince.
No, not a problem. Let me sum that up. Government is all about business, and the business is all about the bottom line, or the bottom line is the bottom line, and that's our corporatocracy. It's not government. Well, it is mind control, but it's more of governance.
Our Constitution says government for the people, of the people, and by the people, not for the corporations. This whole acceptance of we need to have the largest profits. Our corporations need to make the most profits. And I mean, this has been the egregious part I've learned about the nuclear industry. Nowhere in their documents is there any regard for public safety. There's no comment. It's always only about the cost, the effectability. I mean, it's such an outrage that they have no regard for life with their contaminants. It's as if they just ignore the fact that people are going to die and get mutated like no big deal.
Well, I think that it would be an interesting graph to look at if somebody could do this, because I'm not interested in doing it, but I'm interested in seeing the actual results. So the graph is, on one end, it's the United States government saying, okay, well, you know what, we're going to go to war over here and pretend that this is worthy, because let's just say, they killed a media person over there, wherever over there is, it doesn't matter what country it's in, right?
So then they're going to sell out
billions of dollars to go destroy this other country because one American, let's just say, was killed, okay? And over here, in domestic land, we have maps of people who have died of cancers that our government, from making the bomb, caused, and they won't spend a dime on it. That is sickening.
You know,
yes.
The reason behind cancer.
Yes and yes. And I still think that we cannot, just because Senator Claire McCaskill and Senator Roy Blunt, their offices are going to be snotty to us, click, click, click. I still think we need to make their lives uncomfortable. If they got 100,000 phone calls from people calling up saying, what the heck is going on in St. Louis? Like, why aren't you evacuating them? As annoying as it would be, action would take place in... That's how they killed the immigration bill. I am not kidding you. That's how they killed it. They got a million. They overloaded the system at Washington D.C. with phone calls against immigration.
I think another thing that they're not quite getting just yet, or maybe they're just on the verge of getting over at Westlake, the activists, is first of all, they're not really considering themselves as activists, even though they are activists, which is neither here nor there. It doesn't really matter. But what really should be happening in conjunction with the phone calls is the people who understand what's going on at Westlake need to come and take over and occupy McCaskill's office. They need to show up and not leave. They need to do a major lockdown.
Seriously.
If they want this to get on the news, they need to have some fucking balls and get on the news and make it happen so that, you know, their issues can be heard, and you can't be polite with government officials who could give a damn about your life. The whole idea is they don't give a damn about your life.
Well, I think I think you can be polite and say we're not going away until you take action. That said,
yeah, you can be polite and lock yourself.
Well, let me give the numbers out because Dawn has it posted on her Facebook page. Three people to call: Senator Claire McCaskill, 202-224-6154. Senator Roy Blunt, 202-224-5721. And Governor Nixon, 573-751-3222. And, you calling by placing your zip code in the comment section below. Okay, so
yeah,
she
like
says go to their page and
spoke that blunt. Hey, let me say about cancer, what's behind that. Again, it's the bottom line. There's a lot of money to be made in the cancer industry. We've got this so-called race for the cure. Well, they're running from the cure. They should be racing for the cause. And therein lies the hidden, dirty little secret about the cancer industry.
You're right.
To burn you, Yeah, it's a and poison, you know, it's terrible. It's so much easier if you know what's causing that cancer to eliminate that, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, look, we know what's causing it. This is, you know, Dr. John Goffman wrote plenty of books, Helen Caldicott. It's been outlined. We know it's, if you overlay the nuclear activity in this country and you put it over a map of where the cancer clusters are, it is really astounding. It is very clear evidence what causes cancer. It's not an accident, and they know it. This is the thing, and to really, this is why it's super important for us to actually go in and take action to help save the people of St. Louis. And I agree. I mean, Vince, you may think we're getting over hyperbolic this morning and getting overworked, but the fact is, it's urgent. I really think this is what I'm talking about, the social programming. I really think we need to get past our complacency. We need to take actions. We need to go sit in on, it's a great idea. I like the idea of creating sit-ins because you know what? Sit-ins is what did work in the 60s. That's how it's just like phone calling. It works. Bodies work.
Whatever you want to call it, hyperbovating even works for me as long as we keep our our voice being heard.
Right.
Let's keep our, what'd you say?
Hyperbovating.
No, not hyperbovating.
That's great.
I've been blovating. I like that, hyperbovating. I think I'll keep that one, Vince. But, okay, keep doing it. You mean as long as we keep doing it. But, see, this is my thing. I really encourage people to take it. There's two things I think people need to do that really is lacking in our culture. I think people need to take action for positive change. Whatever they feel like they can do, go do it. And they need to have more fun. People in our country don't have, like, real fun, not just, like, stupid fun, but, like, do something creative fun. Like, have fun. Like, figure out a way to go have some fun, because our poor children think sitting at an electronic screen, touching their fingers at this electronic screen is having fun. Sitting at something playing war games is fun.
Lonnie?
Yes.
I've had a request more than once here now from UCY.TV chat, and Captain Gringo's calling for episode 2 for a salmon show, and I think that's a great idea. I didn't even realize it was Friday the 13th today either, but this was episode 1 of This Is No Time for Rational Thinking. I did episode 0 and 0.5, so we kicked it off this morning. Ahoy, we've relaunched this Voyage of Discovery. So let me get with you later, and I'd love for you to come on and be my guest next week, next Friday morning, and then we'll wind up for Jules. She'll come on right after that, and then you following Jules again for Phone-In Friday, and let's talk about the issues.
Oh, that'd be great.
Concerning the age of fission.
I think we need to. I think the idea, like, I'm grateful that Mimi called in and that you were willing to hang tight, because a lot of people don't want to talk to someone they don't know, but I hope the two of you will have conversations, and maybe you can get her voice on the air also, because as you can tell just by her contribution to this conversation, she really understands. She seriously has been an activist for a long time, and she knows people. She knows people.
Yeah,
I don't know anything or people. I know that the government is a really big, bad terrorist organization. That's what I know.
My forte is connecting voices, and this is what I love to do. And both you ladies would certainly be welcome. I will catch up and get contact information and find you off of Facebook, Mimi. Let's get together and talk. We'll have to add one another to Skype contacts, and let's spread our voices far and wide.
Exactly. Well, give your information. Are you going to hang up?
Yeah, I'll get off and listen to you guys.
Tell us your information if people wanted to get in touch with you. Where can they see you or hear you? Where are you?
Okay. The two best places to find me, three. Facebook, Vincent Easley II. That's a Roman numeral 2. That's II Cap, and I am pirating this voyage as I go along. I'm on World Truth, Vince Easley.
Okay, world truth.
And you can almost always find me right here in chat at UCY.TV. And if you message me on Facebook, send me a Facebook friend request, what have you. If you got something to say, I'd like anybody listening right now, if you got something to say, get in touch with me, and I'll get your voice, your message out there with pleasure, and be my honor.
Thank you, Vince. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Vince.
Thanks for your contribution.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Okay, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Lonnie, I got to get going. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Before you hang up, I really want to talk about the gamma spectrometer. Would you mind talking a minute about the gamma spectrometer that we're trying to generate funds for?
No, not at all. So we have some money. We have about $2,300 towards some new equipment that we need for our lab, which tests primarily soil and foodstuffs, to make sure that they're not radioactive, or if they're radioactive, we want to see what kind of isotopes are inside of whatever it is that we're testing. And we need better equipment than what we have right now. So Lonnie has put together a GoFundMe site to raise the additional close to $4,000 so that we can get this equipment. And we're working hard at sampling soils from Westlake in the neighborhoods, not directly from the landfill itself, because we know that's radioactive. We don't really want that in our lab, but what we're looking for is what has moved into the neighborhoods. So if any of you who are listening can help out, all donations are welcome so that we can get this spectrometer. It's only $4,000 more to get it, and if you guys can contribute, we can get it that much sooner, and we do free testing. So if you are concerned about soil in your backyard, you can also get in touch with me at info@radcast.org and talk with me through email, and we'll work at sampling your stuff. But one thing to do it for free.
Let me ask you this. When they go to your website and there's a donate button, which there is, will that money also go to the gamma spectrometer if they contribute?
Oh, yeah. Right now, everything's going to the gamma spec except for $20 here and there, two sets of 20 for some website hosting for the site.
Okay, because that's important for people to know, because the GoFundMe pages are good, except sometimes it's hard for people to find them unless you have the link to click on. It's very difficult sometimes to find these pages. So I'm glad that you have your website. Give the name of your website one more time.
Sure. The name of the website is radcast.org. That's RADCAST.org.
Okay. Well, look, I also like this idea of having people gather up and just go sit in their local offices. I think that's a very effective thing. Like, go to the, although it, I don't know how much it helped in Wisconsin, because, Wisconsin, they worked, they did it, but then they got squelched again. I mean, isn't that the point? This is why people don't want to take actions, Mimi. This is really, this speaks to this.
Right. Well,
because all those people who sat in at Wisconsin, yes, they changed things. They did make the law different. And then, the Koch brothers came in and bought the elections, essentially. And if this is the thing, we need to wise up about these voting machines. If people don't understand that, until we get the voting machines out and we figure out a way to, like, just get rid of, they're completely rigged. The voting machines, Brad Blog, there's a guy named Brad Freeman who has a site called Brad Blog. I think it's bradblog.com or org. I don't know which one. But his job is like following up on the machines. He says all of the machines are outdated. The Republicans are going to rig the elections. The Koch brothers are just going to buy all of our elections unless we change it.
Right. Hey, Lonnie, I got to run. I have to get to work, but thank you so much. I'm going to keep you on audio so I can hear you. Okay. Thanks, Lonnie.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was kind of a stimulating conversation, wasn't it, you guys? Like, this is Call-In Friday. It's kind of like, the Forrest Gump theory. You never know what you're going to get, I guess. and I am grateful that Mimi Gurman called in. Please do go to Radcast and look at her website, because it is completely awesome. Radcast.org, and it is she has a lot of information about the nuclear, like the site, the testing. Their site's been the only one that posts up actual information. They have been doing scientific studies. They did some scientific studies on seaweed and dirt from up in British Columbia and around Portland and up on the West Coast. And they have their results posted onto the website. So it's actually a really good little website. I got involved with her because I, you know, we're trying to figure out a way to close the Columbia Generating Station, but they are very difficult people to get in touch with. Like, you can talk to them, but they're not really responsive. And this is the hard part. Like, they're not listening, la, 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 la. They don't care. And it's just like, this is why I really do believe it is not pointless, it's not hyperbole to say, let's go sit in on Senator Claire McCaskill's office, Senator Roy Blunt, go sit at the Capitol, Governor J. Nixon, and go sit at their offices. And definitely call them. And I'm going to give out the number again, because actually, we need people to take action for the people of St. Louis. Because she's right. This is the worst contaminated site. It's the very first dump site. It's who knows what's in there. They haven't even identified it. Senator Claire McCaskill, 202-224-6154. Senator Roy Blunt, 202-224-5721. Governor Nixon, 573-751-3222. Tell them that they need to be evacuating the people around that dump site. We need to help these people and pay them to move. We need to get them out of their houses and move them as soon as possible. It's outrageous. I mean, our government has a responsibility to the people of St. Louis. And we have a responsibility to the people of St. Louis. The very least we can do is call their elected officials. And I don't know if they are organizing any kind of a sit-in, but that's not a bad idea. So anybody who's in there, but you know, the thing is, people can't do sit-ins. We have busy lives. And like, I know I probably, would I go to a sit-in? I probably would go and participate, but I don't think I'd stay there until, maybe I should. Maybe that's what we really need to do, is just go sit there. But this is this hard thing, you know, the strong arm of the law gets to us. Which is why, you guys, actually, I want to thank everybody for being here. I can see that we're at 8:57. We've got a few minutes left. I want to thank everybody for joining the Age of Fission radio show, and I appreciate your comments. And yes, I am, as you can tell, a flaming liberal. My thoughts, you know, my daughter, when, I don't know if any of you believe in astronomy, but, you know, I do, in astrology. And, well, there goes the Christians. But anyways, my daughter did my chart, and evidently I have like 10 houses in Libra, which means I'm always weighing things going back and forth, you know. That was kind of an interesting thing. She came out, one of the first things she did when she first got her very first job was buy this big fat book to do astrology chart. She was fascinated by the math. She loved the math. And she said, Mom, you have personality disorders. And I'm like, you didn't have to spend 3 days doing my chart to find that out, Lennon. That's my daughter's name. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. It's Call-In Friday. It's the day when I feel a little bit freer to just blab on and talk to you, because it's Call-In Friday. And I'm grateful that Vince called in, and very grateful for Mimi Gurman for calling in, and I'm glad that they got to interact and get to know each other. We do need to interface. We do need to take action. I really do believe that love is greater than fear, and we do have a lot more in common than we have things apart. And I hope that people will take action and help us save the people of St. Louis, because this is a grave thing, and the news is just sort of ignoring it. It's up to us to make the news pay attention. Put your courage feet on. Please take action. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you.